am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of...
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, March 18th, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, but apparently we survived St. Patrick's Day. So we're all back here and maybe we'll talk about some of that today. And it's another Monday with Mitzi, so we definitely have some fodder to discuss as far as that's concerned. We'll dive right in. I've been doing the prayer first these days, so I'll do that, and then we'll get going. So in the spirit of Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the worldly governors, the princes of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, which are in the high places, which, by the way, come in many varieties, some of them in the guise of help and angels of light and so forth. Anyway, I digress. The Lord's Prayer and the full armor of God, in particular, Matthew 6 and Ephesians 6. And so without further ado, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, please help us to put on the full armor of God. Help us to gird our loins about with truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness, shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Help us to take up the shield of faith, put on the helmet of salvation, take up the sword of the Spirit, and pray at all times in the Spirit. I pray that no weapon formed against the righteous shall prosper, that all who walk in error would come to know the truth in Christ. Please reveal our hypocrisy and double-mindedness. I pray that unrepentant evildoers be brought swiftly to justice, that wickedness be brought swiftly to an end, righteousness be restored in the land, and poisonous trees and their offshoots like brands and agencies conceived in malice would collapse under the weight of their own evil. In Jesus' name, amen. So it's another Monday. It's the Monday after St. Patrick's Day. And that's always interesting and entertaining. And so here we are, another Monday with Mitzi, actually. So welcome, Mitzi. Welcome once again. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is going to be a really fun experience. So I'm happy to be here.
You're on the road.
I'm on the road. First leg of a trip from Spokane to Palm Springs, and then off to Phoenix.
Very interesting. So, do you see any I Stand With Ukraine stickers?
I do not. And I actually, in the Spokane Airport and Seattle Airport, I've only seen two masks, which I found quite refreshing and wonderful. So,
yeah.
And lots of people watching.
Uh-huh. Well, the people watching is definitely always interesting, especially these days.
Yep, but no I Stand With Ukraine stickers, but I haven't gone very far.
Well, if you see any stickers, I mean, I've said how I feel about that. I think that it would be, you know, maybe an eye-opening experience for people to be confronted on that and, you know, to just say, I really appreciate the fact that you're so socially conscientious and that you stand with those people in Ukraine. Since the rest of us don't know, aren't nearly as, you know, cosmopolitan and sophisticated, could you please help the rest of us out and just point out Ukraine on this map? That would be great. And
yeah,
I'm sure.
I'm sorry. If I was a little bit more experienced with technology, maybe I could do a really cool man on the street thing or woman on the street thing. But I'm sure. Just not that far along yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, we could probably dive into the details on how much money went where and, you know, the fact that hundreds of billions of dollars have gone over there, but really been laundered through defense, so-called defense contractors. They don't really defend anything. They offend things. But, you know, we could talk about that and how those funds could have been probably better used here for the American people. I'm sure there are plenty of things we could all think of if we're doing that. But, you know, again, that violates the Constitution. All of that violates the Constitution. So that's interesting. And then, what was the other thought that I had about that? Oh, the color revolutionary aspect of things over in Ukraine. And I would be curious how many people who stand with Ukraine blindly understand how color revolution works and how that has been an integral part of what has happened in Ukraine and then the conflict before that and so on and so on. Anyway, that's a separate thing. That's a little too heavy for first thing on Monday. Monday with Mitzi, but we did have a bit of a homework assignment over the course of the week, and so we could talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think we should.
The movie.
Yes, thank
Drowning
you,
Mona. Mona.
Thank you, Mona, for suggesting that we all watch that.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, it was an interesting cast, that's for sure. But talk about
it was an all-star cast. Yeah, absolutely.
Not some of their best work. Well, not some of the best material to work on.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, the Google part of it was the funniest part. The experimental, the test drive that car in what was it, Kirkland, New York? That was the name of the town.
Yeah, Verplank, I think.
Oh, yeah. So I read Kirkland. Because that's what that lady did in the Hudson River. She went Kerplunk.
Yeah. The Yugo bit is, you know, it seems like Yugo, the Yugo automobile, is really the star of the show.
Yes. And not to mention beer. Beer was the other star of the show.
Who's the other star?
They drank a lot of beer. They drank a lot of beer.
Yeah. I mean, it is an all-star cast. A lot of, you know, A-list folks: Danny DeVito, Bette Midler, Neve Campbell, Jamie Lee Curtis, Casey Affleck. You know, depends on who you ask. The others, certainly too: William Fichtner, Marcus Thomas, a very young Casey Affleck, by the way. Peter Dobson, Kathleen, Will Hoyt. They're all...
I thought Danny DeVito did a really good Columbo impression. He was kind of reminding me of Columbo.
Yeah. Tracy Walter, Will Ferrell had a kind of a cameo type deal. But, and Melissa McCarthy, same kind of thing. Brian Doyle Murray had a cameo. Lots of pretty well-known folks. And it was terrible in every conceivable way. Very, very, the whole movie from end to end was just awful. And, you know, lots of, how do you say, deviancy and the, you know, morality was lacking. I don't think you would say that. I would say it was absent, you know, just very, very strange. Very strange stuff. Kathleen, Will Hoyt's character, Lucinda, coming on to Neve Campbell's character, Ellen Rash.
Very, oh, that was gross.
It's all very, you know, and Jamie Lee Curtis's character Rona, you know, when Jeff Dearley says, "I love you," and, you know, what were you thinking, you know, that maybe you and Phil and I could get married? And she's like, "Well, you know, I mean, maybe." It's very, very just too much.
Well, here's a question for you. Did we ever figure out who the father of the crazy son was?
You mean Jeff Dearley, Marcus Thomas's character?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that kind of got left hanging too, because we knew that Jeff wasn't Jeff was the star.
Right. Yeah, and he says that he's
his dad wasn't his dad.
Right.
But then you'd think they'd kind of let you know who might have been the father. So that was kind of a weird little twist. It was just a weird movie. I was kind of left speechless at the end of it.
Yeah. I think, you know, again, I don't know how far down the rabbit hole we go on that, but I think, you know, the star of the show is the Yugo automobile. And so Murr said it was a grim comedy, I think, is how she referred to it. And you said, you know, I said, what did you think? You said in a word, smarmy. And I think I would say in a word, awful. I think it has a one point something rating on YouTube and 55% rating on TMDB, the movie database.org. I don't know what the Rotten Tomatoes score is, but I could find that too. Be interesting to see what that score is.
Well, it's, I just hope Murr calls in today because I'm really excited to have a little chat with her about it.
Yeah. Let's see. Rotten Tomatoes. You want to guess what the Rotten Tomato score is? The tomato meter score?
I think 3.5.
Out of 100%?
Yeah.
100% possible?
Yeah.
You think what?
3.5. 3.5.
Well, it's the tomato meter score is 29%.
Okay.
Audience score 47%. So.
not one that you put in your library to watch over again.
Probably not.
Probably not.
No.
Oh, yeah. A lot of cigarette smoking, a lot of beer drinking.
Yeah.
Inappropriateness.
Inappropriateness.
Yeah, hopefully I didn't make up that word.
Yeah, it's fitting if you did. So some of the comments on the Rotten Tomatoes review. Talented cast, wasted in an awful movie. There are a couple of funny lines, and the cast is game, but it just doesn't work. So,
I agree.
I think I would, yeah, I would tend to agree. Drowning Mona seems cut out to be a special 2-hour PBS mystery, not a theatrical release. I don't know if, you know, I don't think they'd even run that kind of thing on PBS.
I hope not.
What was that?
I hope not.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't sound like a PBS show to me at all, even though things are getting a lot more loose, I guess you could say. I still don't think that would be appropriate for PBS.
No.
Not sure what it would be appropriate for.
The waste basket, probably. So the Yugo is the star of the show, and that's about it.
Well, my favorite part was Danny DeVito's Yugo, because that's what started reminding me of Columbo, because he had that dilapidated little car, and he was just dirty and kind of like Columbo-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, indeed.
I know, there's an hour and a half we're not going to get back.
Yeah, I think that's about all you can say. We probably won't do any more homework like that. I think we could also say that. I think we.
Oh no! It's a challenge. I think it's very interesting.
Yeah.
I think we should do more challenges.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're headed into break, folks. Yeah. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food, seeing that the dollar is cheap. That's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Welcome back.
Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I'm...
There's the video, Michael Bublé's video of that song, and I think it features, I mean, it's a James Bond styled, a 60s Bond styled video, and I think the car is an Aston Martin. I don't remember exactly, but So now I'm looking at an article over at curbsideclassic.com posted back in 2019. Automotive history, the joke's on U.S., the joke's on us, the short wild ride of the Yugo in America. And this article, first posted back in 2011, mentions the of the saga a little bit, discusses the saga. And somebody, you know, there are several comments actually about the movie Drowning Mona. Comments to the article. Just finished watching Drowning Mona and came here for background. The Yugos are literally running joke throughout the movie. Very entertaining. And so, you know, maybe was the movie kind of a last ditch effort to, you know, like a marketing ploy? Is that how they got so many A-list stars? And then, you know, it didn't work out, so car company tanked. I don't know.
Well, that's an interesting observation. I'd say that's something that's worth entertaining. And but I was distracted by the beer drinking. A lot of beer drinking.
Yeah, I didn't notice that much. I was horrified by the all the other stuff. But I guess, yeah, there is quite a bit of beer drinking. Well, it's like a slow motion train wreck. You know, it's not going to get better.
I'm sure you're probably not going to go back and watch it over again to observe the beer drinking, but there was a lot of beer drinking, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and, you know, asking the sheriff when he came into the house, you know, to investigate, hey, do you want a beer? I mean, there was a lot of beer drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I did notice some. I didn't notice all of it, I guess.
So how do I sound now?
Better.
Good. I put the earbuds away.
All right. Well, we'll see how long that works and how well that works.
Okay. You can cut me off anytime.
Sure. So this is, you know, for a Monday, I mean, Drowning Mona is kind of I hope it doesn't, you know, kind of like musical terrorism. You hope that it doesn't stick with you for the rest of the week or 2 weeks or whatever.
Right.
So we'll see.
Right. Well, movies have a tendency to do that for me anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have nightmares about it?
No, I did not.
Well, that's
although
good.
Although I should have. It wasn't so much the drowning scene as the mama cutting her own kid's hand off. That was probably the scariest part for me. It's like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And he was reaching for a beer.
Yeah. Her beer, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he had a stump. Pitiful. Just pitiful.
There was a New York Post article about it too. Small town, big uproar film gives community plenty to Mona about. And that was back in 2000. And what was interesting, I'll mention it on the other side of the break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
First hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Monday, March 18th, the day after St. Paddy's Day. And So just to, I don't know, to wrap up this slow motion train wreck discussion about the movie Drowning Mona as a result of a sort of homework project from last Monday's broadcast when Murren, Wisconsin mentioned Drowning Mona as a result of the Hugo discussion. There was the New York Post article, Small Town Big Uproar, Film Gives Community Plenty to Mona About, back in 2000 when the film was originally released. And so just a couple of excerpts. It says, my daughter saw a coming attraction, was totally insulted, says Joanne Dickman, town clerk of Cortland, which includes Verplank. Verplank is not one big trailer park, she said. Drowning Mona, which also stars Bette Midler, is replacing the recent alert at the nearby Indian Point nuclear plant as the main topic of conversation at the Verplank post office, where residents pick up their mail daily since there's no door-to-door delivery. Though the real Verplank doesn't have its own police force and relies on the state police for protection, the film portrayal has DeVito playing a police chief who tries to find out who murdered the nastiest woman in town, Midler. Virtually all the characters in the film, including those played by Jamie Lee Curtis and Neve Campbell, are portrayed as notably deficient in IQ and income. Pointers, as residents call themselves, because Verplank projects into the Hudson near Peekskill, are afraid the movie will have people laughing at their Hamlet. And skipping ahead, it says, my grandmother and a lot of other people are very upset about why they're picking on Verplank, said Kelly Donovan, a longtime resident and waitress at another Point of View restaurant. People already joke that when you're from the Point, you're related to your brother by marriage. So I feel like, you know, if you read the article, and it's not much longer than that, it really feel like it sort of reinforces the, you know, the portrayal of Verplank, which I think is obviously ironic.
Well, the smarminess of the whole thing. I mean, it's just, that's my word is smarmy, and yours is awful, but it doesn't make anybody look good. I don't even think it makes the Hugo look good.
No. No. But, you know, Danny DeVito looks big. Or he looks, you know, normal size in a Hugo. So maybe, and he's the only one who seems to have, you know, an IQ that's higher than his age.
I agree.
So he, you know, maybe it was good for him, his character. But nobody else.
Yeah, it wasn't Jamie Lee Curtis's best role either.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And speaking of bad hair.
Yeah. Boy, it was pretty incredible. Yeah, they did it.
I agree.
Fantastic job on the
drinking beer, too.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job on the mullets and terrible hair. So speaking of terrible hair, I saw something maybe equally as horrifying for different reasons recently.
What did you see?
Well, you know what I saw. A certain weather forecaster, Montana weather forecaster. Yeah. So my understanding, it, you know, the unspoken, unwritten rule was that weather people were always very attractive ladies to get the men to watch the weather, because the weather is the weather. Not terribly interesting. Usually it's, historically it's been attractive ladies, and, you know, that's kind of the cliche. And then I see this person. So this is, you know, the weather person at NBC Montana, and um, I guess this worked in reverse because, you know, again, like a slow motion train wreck, I couldn't stop looking. And so this young lady is very, apparently very proud of her job, which is great, but, it looks like Julia Sweeney, her character. It's Pat, her Saturday Night Live character.
You did get a little bit obsessed with doing research on that this weekend.
Just for a few moments, but how could you blame me? I mean, my goodness. So I was joking. At this point, I have kind of a beard going on, and I thought, you know, maybe I'll run down to the secondhand store too, because you said something about that. You know, she doesn't shop at the same secondhand store as you shop at, I think.
I think that's what I said.
So I said, maybe I'll run down to the secondhand store, see if I can find myself a dress and a jacket, and maybe I can do the weather. Maybe I can apply.
It would probably be on the Easter display rack.
Yeah. I mean, bless her heart. She's very proud, but goodness sakes. I don't know.
Yeah, we have to be respectful.
I don't quite know how to describe it, but it's interesting, you know, and she is posting on Facebook on her weather profile stuff, crazy cat lady stuff.
And crochet stuff.
Yeah. Here's my cat with the cat castle. I don't know what you call those, but I think of it as like a cat castle. There's a castle behind the photo. The cat's on her knitting or her crochet, and yeah, it's very interesting. And so, you know, her hair looks a little bit like Jamie Lee Curtis's hair in Drowning Mona.
A little bit. Well, and, you know, sitting in an airport today, and, you know, it's such a wonderful people watching spot. There really isn't a whole lot of people in general anymore that you just walk up to and tell them they have a great hairstyle or great hair. You know, it just doesn't happen. You know, and I know when I talk to them in the salon and they say, well, you know, I mean, what do you do with it? And they go, well, it looks good when I fix it. I love that term. I fix it. They say, well, how often do you fix it? And they go, well, once a month. And it just cracks me up.
what constitutes fix it, you know?
Well, I don't know, but they don't do a lot of fix it in between.
Where do you get a haircut like that? You get a free bowl of soup or what? Oh, but it looks good on you.
Well, anyway, I kind of thought about that when I was looking at our little weather girl's hair. I thought, wonder when she fixes it.
Yeah, and what does fix mean? What constitutes fix?
That's why I think it's a funny term.
Yeah. Well, you know, bedhead is the thing now, and the alopecia look is in, so what do you do?
Yeah, well, you can call me. I'll help you.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. there is help out there.
Well, but again, I think since the perception is that, you know, and maybe that's why Drowning Mona is so interesting. I think that we've come so far in America now that it's not shocking.
Yeah, that's the sad part. That's the sad part. Even my little airline hostess on my first flight, you know, she definitely had the bedhead look. And it was early. I mean, you know, we flew out at 6 o'clock, so it was early. But, you know, I mean, I just noticed those sort of things, and it's a little bit, like, interesting. It certainly isn't like the Fly Pan Am look.
No. Yeah, we're slipping. I think it's evidence that we're slipping. So a couple of other Montana-related stories, the weather person in question is not from Montana originally, but is at the NBC Montana affiliate, KCFW. And, I mean, the way that I have described it, to me, whenever I watch the news there, it seems like, you know, the mental picture that I get is like when the parents go away for, I don't know, dinner for an evening or something like that, and the kids are at home, and the kids play dress up in the parents' clothes and jewelry and things, and the girls are walking around in mom's heels and things. It just looks like that there. I wonder if there are adults in the studio. Are there adults in the building? I don't know.
There's a question mark there.
And, you know, as one astute observer mused, how many people were passed over for this person to get the weather job? I wonder what the what the quota was that was met. Is there a Julia Sweeney quota at KCFW or something?
One only wonders.
Yeah. So there's the story of the Montana Club. I don't want to get to that yet, but there was the Associated Press story that I saw also that I thought was rather interesting. Montana rancher accused of trafficking and crossbreeding wild sheep. It wouldn't be Montana without sheep stories.
Right.
And that if you're not familiar.
That was the most interesting article.
Yeah. And it was apparently the big story. Made its way to the DOJ. Arthur Jack Schubarth, 80 years old, of Vaughn, Montana, pleaded guilty to felony charges of wildlife trafficking and conspiracy to... This is how rumors get started. You know? This is how rumors get started.
This is how rumors get started. Well,
yeah,
you know,
I didn't read the article.
What did it say?
For people who aren't familiar, Montana is notorious for, you know, well, let's just say the awfulness that's depicted in Drowning Mona, the debauchery. Those are the kinds of stories you hear when sheep are mentioned in conjunction with Montana.
Right.
So, you know, if it was a hashtag back then, there weren't hashtags, but, you know, if it was a hashtag, it would probably be something like hashtag sheep love. That kind of thing.
Well, and what was the problem with him crossbreeding the sheep?
Well, this is the Associated Press article by Matthew Brown. It says a Montana rancher illegally used tissue and testicles from wild sheep killed by hunters in Central Asia and the U.S. to breed giant hybrids for sale to private hunting preserves in Texas, according to court documents and federal prosecutors. So this is where it gets interesting. Arthur Jack, known as Jack Schubarth, 80 years old of Vaughn, Montana, pleaded guilty to felony charges of wildlife trafficking and conspiracy to traffic wildlife. So, you know, that's where the rumors start. Wildlife trafficking. Which makes you think of other kinds of trafficking. And so, you know, who would want to do that? Well, and the interesting thing is, so this is bighorn sheep for those who may be wondering or not. Arthur Jack Shubarth is the owner and operator of Sun River Enterprises, also known as Shubarth Ranch, 215-acre alternative livestock ranch in Vaughan. So, you know, I can just imagine all of the jokes. You know, maybe Shubarth and Epstein were friends. Sheep trafficking. Wildlife trafficking. Which is not, you know, it's terrible, but this is how the jokes start. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Welcome back. See, we have jokes going on in the green room during the break. Julie says, underage wildlife trafficking. Exactly. This is what I'm talking about. And then, Mitzi, you said, Montana, where men are men and sheep are scared. I think, isn't the old expression, where men are men and sheep are nervous?
Well, is it nervous or scared? Thing. I think it's the same thing. I always heard it scared.
Then, you know, I think my modern iteration of that is Montana, where men are men and so are the women. And this weather forecaster, you know, or where, you know, the ladies are ambiguous, like Pat. It's Pat.
I know. But, you know, it cracks me up about the sheep story, because how do you keep the sheep from intermingling? I mean, do you put up signs that say, hey, rams, go someplace else. Don't bother our domestic sheep. I mean, isn't that just all nature?
It's pretty interesting.
and who's in charge? Who's watching, right?
Yeah. According to court documents, Shubarth conspired with at least five other individuals between 2013 and 2021 to create a large hybrid species of sheep that would garner higher prices from shooting preserves. And so they went to Kyrgyzstan to get the largest sheep in the world, DNA from that Marco Polo Argali sheep, and without declaring the importation.
Oh, there's more to the story.
Average males can weigh more than 300 pounds with horns that span more than 5 feet. So, and they wanted to call it the Montana Mountain King, or MMK, the Justice Department said.
There's more to the story. That makes more sense.
Yeah, it's an ongoing conspiracy for almost 10 years, and apparently Jack Shubarth of Vaughn, Montana, pleaded guilty to felony charges of wildlife trafficking and conspiracy to traffic wildlife during an appearance recently before a federal judge in Great Falls. And each count carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and $250,000 fine. So hopefully Arthur Jack Shubarth doesn't commit suicide in prison like Epstein. Just kidding.
Oh, my.
Bad jokes. Just another sheep story. Just another Montana sheep story. So, you know, Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci didn't give permission to make hybrid sheep, so it's not okay. This is not authorized, not sanctioned. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because